For the past several months, Mexico didn't have an ambassador to the U.S. Earlier this week, that changed with the appointment of Miguel Ibasáñez. To figure out how significant that is for the U.S. and Arizona, we got in touch with Eric Lee, executive director of the North American Research Partnership. So, Eric, what do we need to know about the new ambassador?
He's an academic, and he is an expert specifically in public opinion research. He also has an academic appointment at Tufts University's Fletcher School of International Affairs near Boston. So he is a political appointee and a technocrat rather than a career foreign service officer, which is an interesting choice for Mexico's president.
When we think about, at least those of us here in the Southwest, certainly think of Mexico as an important trading partner, important in many ways to the U.S. Should we be surprised at all that the position was open for a few months?
I think so. I think the Mexican government was in for its fair share of criticism over the fact that they left the position open for so long. The United States is far and away the most important relationship that Mexico has in the world from a trade perspective, from a people-to-people perspective, from a diplomatic perspective. 5 months is a long time. Mexico has a capable staff at its embassy in Washington, but leadership really counts. It was a long time to have that position open, no doubt.
We hear so much about immigration, Eric. When you think about what are the main issues that a Mexican ambassador to the U.S. would want to discuss with U.S. leaders, are there two or three that come to mind right away?
You hit the nail right on the head. Immigration is front and center in most of their discussions with U.S. officials, particularly folks here in Arizona. However, trade is increasingly important as the two federal governments have really focused a lot of attention on building that relationship, building infrastructure at our shared border. Other issues come into the relationship as well. The United States has made its displeasure with the plight of journalists in Mexico quite evident to the government of Mexico recently, as have a number of NGOs. That's something that the ambassador will be hearing about in his work.
It does appear, at least in his first 7 months or so in office, that Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to, at least at the economic level, trying to build a good relationship with Mexico. Will the new ambassador make contact with Doug Ducey and make contact with governors in New Mexico, Governor Martinez or Governor Brown in California? How vital is that to really make that direct connection as well?
He manages most of that communication through his consulates general and consulates throughout the United States. But he does occasionally travel around and come to state capitals such as Phoenix. Personally, I think the Mexican ambassador should do more of that. He is, for example, not a border guy. He does not have that expertise in his portfolio. So I think he really needs to get out of Washington, move beyond the Beltway, and get a sense of what the U.S. people are thinking about and talking about with respect to Mexico. He's a public opinion expert, and so this should be very interesting to him.
So at this higher level, when we talk about the Obama administration and then we talk about Mexico's new ambassador to the U.S., if we just measure it at that high level, what are the relations like right now between the U.S. and Mexico?
I think in general, the government-to-government relationship is pretty solid. You always have spectacular events such as the escape of Chapo Guzman recently that throw a wrench or can throw a wrench in the bilateral relationship. But in general, the relationship is pretty good. It's matured quite a bit. And I think that's a result of the intensifying economic ties between the two countries. It had to mature starting in the early 1990s with the implementation of NAFTA and the quintupling of trade between the two countries.
Eric Lee, Executive Director of the North American Research Partnership. We've been talking about the appointment of Mexico's new ambassador to the U.S.